Ings, Brother and Sister, Napier, New Zealand, March 21, 1893. Dear Brother and Sister Ings, we feel that we have great reason to praise God for His great goodness and precious love to the children of men, especially to myself. The Lord is good and greatly to be praised, and I will not forget all His benefits. We have had a strange experience in KO. It would not be profitable to go into particulars. I had a straightforward testimony to bear in that place, as well as in every place since I came to Australia, and more especially in New Zealand. But while there has been an effort to respond to the message the Lord has sent them wherever we have been, in KO we met a class in the Hare Brothers, and also in the Father, that was of resistance to anything that did not commend them and regard them in a superior light, as having spiritual attainments that were above all others in or out of KO. While they treated us with all respect and all tenderness in regard to our necessities, and there was no lack of courtesy, there was a spirit manifest by them toward others, and even the members of their own family, wholly unchristlike, and therefore unchristian. I never, in all my experience, met with just such a spirit. It seemed to us that it was so wholly unlike the Spirit of Christ that they could not be ignorant of it themselves. They were encased in a coat of mail, to receive nothing and disperse nothing. We remained with them 3 weeks. Anything in the line of showing them their true position they did not receive, and rose up in stout rebellion against. It is simply inexplainable. We felt that our labors would, to all appearance, leave them more set and confirmed than before we went. I am so full and pressed with cares, I know not which way to turn. Right in the midst of meetings, and working so hard the past few weeks, we have had no time to write. I can only say a few words. Ask Sister Maxon to let you read the letter I sent to them. I would do better if it were in my power. You must write to me just the same. I am greatly improved in health and am thankful to God. Our meeting is moving off well. The blessing of the Lord is in the encampment. The people seem to think that they have never heard such wonderful things in their lives. God's presence can make this meeting a success, and nothing but His presence can give us hope and courage and peace and faith. I had written letters to different ones, but could not get them copied by next mail. Then in traveling, with no convenient place to store my writings, they got in with a mass of matter that I had no time or strength to look over, and that has written me, in the minds of some, remiss in my duty. Elder Haskell says he had no letter from me. I wrote one for him, but it must have been missent. There are several that I had hoped to write to, but I am sorry to pass them by in this mail. I arise at 4:30 to write, but I attend 6 o'clock meetings. I have spoken once in the theater hall, and twice in the tent to a goodly number. About 80 were out this morning. This is a new experience for them, and they are showing remarkable zeal and interest, I think, in attending the meetings so early. They seem to want to get all the instruction possible. I call this, in comparison with our camp meetings in America, a baby camp meeting. But one thing we determined, it should be a sample camp meeting, neat and orderly, and to have the program carried out in reception tent and dining tent, and the Lord will approve this painstaking effort. I am working as hard as ever, under my infirmities, but you get into a straight place, and what can you do? The people must hear Sister White. Oh, how my heart goes out after this people in deep longings of soul. Many seem to have everything to learn, but if they are only teachable, then it is all right. We may have some courage to help them. There are some excellent people in the Napier Church, and there are others who are not inclined to advance much. Now, my dear sister, I will send you a letter next time, but am sorry I cannot do better this time. I send you a letter written to Elder Olson, read and forward to Elder Olson to Battle Creek. In much love to your husband and yourself.